practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the studios of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio today to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing church. And I trust that this will be a special day to each and every one of you. Not only is it the Lord's Day and the day of worship, but it's Father's Day. And so we want to give honor to all of our fathers, particularly those who have been godly fathers down through the years. We want to begin the program this morning with an old hymn entitled Living by Faith.
Today what tomorrow may bring, if shadow or sunshine or rain, the Lord I know ruleth for everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love, his
arm from all harm safe in his sheltering arm. Though tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life,
I'm never alarmed at the overcast sky. The Master looks on at the strife.
I know that he safely will carry me through, no matter what evils betide. Why should I then care, though tempest may
if Jesus walks close to my side? Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love.
Truly, that's what it takes to please the Lord, to live by faith. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So if we want to please God, it's important to live by faith. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today or by whatever device you are listening to the program. I am Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and what a joy it is to be able to come to you every Sunday morning at this same time with the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. And I would encourage you to go to church today. And if you don't have a church to attend, drop by and visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. And we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30. And our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And of course, we invite you to come on out. Every Wednesday night, we have our midweek services, which includes children and youth at 6:30. And then, of course, the adult prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock. Today, in that it is Father's Day, we're going to be having a special Father's Day message, and I would encourage you to come on out and participate. If you are a father, a godly father, we certainly are going to honor you, and it's important that we do that. The Bible teaches us that it's important that we honor our parents. And I'm going to be giving some sort of a special tribute even to my own dad, Gorman Dahl, who went to be with the Lord back on August the 19th, just last year, that is 2023. He was a great man of God. He made a great impact in my life, and I'm going to be talking a little bit about him today, as well as focusing on what the Bible says that a true man of God should be. So that's this morning at 10:30, and I would invite you to come on out and to participate with us if you don't have a good, solid, Bible-believing church to attend. Looking ahead a little bit, we've got a number of things that will be taking place around Faith Baptist Church. There are two I want to highlight this morning. The first is the fact that on July the 7th through the 11th, we're going to be having our annual Daily Vacation Bible School, and the theme is Direct Connect, Prayer Lines. It's going to be a teaching on prayer taken from Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 3, where God says, "Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." And of course, all kids and teens are invited to participate in this particular Daily Vacation Bible School. That will be July the 7th through the 11th from 6 o'clock to 8:45 in the evening here at the Faith Baptist Church. Then coming up on July the 28th through August the 2nd is the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference that will be held at Lakemont Park there in the Grand Pavilion, and we're looking forward to that. Our theme this year is Maturing in Christ, and our special guest speakers will be David Kistler and Wendell Calder. We'll be having a missions emphasis, an emphasis on children and youth. We'll be having a lot of special music, and we'd love to have you to come on out and participate as well. That is Sunday, July the 28th through Friday, August the 2nd at Lakemont Park. And this is a Bible conference that has been going on ever since 1920. And our sister ministry here at the Faith Baptist Church, the Way of Truth Ministries, has the privilege of conducting that Bible conference now, and we have been doing that for the last 10 years or so, and we're looking forward to putting on the 104th session of the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference, and I would invite you to be out to be a part of that as well. Now, if you want to have further information on the Faith Baptist Church or the Bible Conference or the Daily Vacation Bible School, you can go to our website, which is www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. You can also go to the Bible Conference website, which is www.tcpbc.org. That's www.tcpbc.org. And you can see exactly what's going to be taking place at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference as well. If we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. That's what we are in the business for here at the Faith Baptist Church, to help people come to Christ and grow in Christ, and then, of course, serve Christ. And if we can help you in any way in doing so, don't hesitate to give us a call. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. You can write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And if the program is being a blessing to you, we'd love to hear from you. Even if you want to send us in a prayer request, please do, and we will take your prayer request to God's throne of grace. Let's pray. Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you for this another day that you've given to us to live for you, to serve you, and to worship you in spirit and in truth in a good, solid, Bible-believing church. I pray, dear Lord, that everyone under the sound of my voice today, number one, will come to know you through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, if they've not done so, and then will go to church today to worship you along with others who know you through your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I also want to thank you, Father, for the great godly fathers you've given to us down through the years. And as I think of those in the past and present who love you and serve you as dads, It is my prayer that as we go forward until the rapture, that you will raise up men who will be men of God, men that you can use in the home, in society, and in the church for the glory of God. Truly, we know that you want men of God, and Lord, it's my prayer that you'll raise up men of God in these days in which we live. Take the broadcast today, dear Lord, and use it for your honor and glory, and we'll be careful to give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now here's a piano solo with a medley in the Sweet By and By and When We All Get to Heaven. From the Spiritual Bread Box, we turn to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 6, and I would like to read with you verses 1 through 4. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4, where the Word of God says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." That's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. Now, this next special presentation is by my dad, Gorman Dull. He used to sing for us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. Some of you might remember that. He used to sing regularly on the radio broadcast. And since this is Father's Day, and since I am thankful unto the Lord for the dad, the father that God gave me, I'm going to invite him to sing all the way from heaven, as it were. No, not really. From a CD that he put together a number of years ago. Dad was just a basic singer. He wasn't a professional singer, but he loved the Lord and he loved to sing. And here's a song that he put together a number of years ago along with Paul Nordlund on the organ, Sheltered in the Arms of God.
I feel the touch of his hand so kind and tender. They're leading me in the paths that I must run. I have no fear when Jesus walks beside me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. So let the storm rage high, the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not of earth can harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Soon I shall hear the call from heaven's portals. Come home, my child, it's the last mile you must run. I'll fall asleep and wake in God's new heaven. Sheltered, safe within the arms of God. So let the storms rage high, the dark clouds rise. They won't worry me, for I'm sheltered safe within the arms of God. He walks with me, and not of earth shall harm me. For I'm sheltered in the arms of God. Yes, I'm sheltered in the arms of God.
Sung by one who was not necessarily a professional singer, but one who did love the Lord Jesus Christ and loved to sing for the Lord. The question that I want to ask this morning is this: what does it take for a man to please God? You know, I'm so thankful for the fact that I had a father and two grandfathers who knew the Lord and served the Lord. For instance, my granddad, Papa Mike, was a pastor for over 60 years. He loved to preach the gospel. My other granddad, Papa Lester, was a deacon and the Sunday school teacher in his church, and I can always remember him being a leader in our local church back home. And then, of course, my dad, well, he's another story. I could say that he was a churchman. He was a music leader in the church. He was a deacon in the church. He was a Sunday school teacher in the church, Sunday school superintendent in the church. And I think that anything that needed to be done, my dad did it. And so I'm very, very thankful for the heritage that God has given me with grandparents and a parent who truly knew and loved the Lord and served the Lord on a regular basis. They were men who pleased God. And so today, I ask that question again. What does it take for a man to please God? It's interesting, the other night I did some Googling, as it were, on the phone, and the thing that I was Googling is, what is a good man? What is a man of courage? What is a man of strength according to society? And here's the answer that I found, and it's quite strange, and it says this, that a good man, in other words, is a man who acts the way society thinks he should, particularly toward women. That is a real man or a man's man. Now, isn't that some description of a true man according to society? Let me read that again. That a good man, who is a man's man, as it were, is a man who acts in the way society thinks he should, particularly toward women. He is the real man or a man's man. Now, what does that tell you? It doesn't say too much, particularly when it talks about the man who acts according to the way that society thinks that he should. We live in a society today that doesn't think too spiritual, does not think too biblical. And so you see, that's a very, very broad description of what a man is according to the secular definition. That would be a good man. But what does the Bible say about a man that pleases God? Well, back in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, we find these words, which I believe presents the answer to us. It says in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." There you see the three qualities of a man of God. The three qualities that any man should have to please the Lord. And of course, when it says there in verse 8 of Micah chapter 6, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee," excuse me, it's talking about the fact that it's in the Word of God, it's in the Bible, that it is revealed to us what a man of God should be. And that word good is an interesting word there. It means to be in good favor. And the word require, as we have it in there, simply means that's what God expects. And so what is it that a man can have in his life that will be the qualities that will cause him to be in good favor with God and live up to God's expectations? Well, three of them are given in this passage of Scripture where it says to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God. The man who pleases God is going to be one who is just. Now, that word just also means righteous. And when you're talking about righteousness or being just, the man who pleases God, number one, will be righteous in his position with God. That is, he will know Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. But not only that, he will also be righteous in his practice before God. That is, he will be growing in the Lord, living to obey the Lord, living the sanctified life, as it were. And so, sir, if you want to be a person who pleases God, take a look at your life. Are you just? That is, are you righteous in your position with God in that you've trusted Christ as Savior? And then are you righteous in your practice with God in that you're living the sanctified life? That's what it takes to please God. Secondly, it tells us here in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8 that the man who pleases God will love mercy. You see it there in your copy of the Word of God if you're following, where it says, "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy." Now, what is that talking about? Well, mercy really involves having a kind attitude or even pity toward others. And certainly we realize that that's God's attitude toward us. He is kind toward us. He is pity. He has a great pity, as it were, toward us in that he has provided for us a salvation that we do not deserve. And when it tells us here that a man of God is one who loves mercy, that means that a man who pleases God will love and appreciate the mercy of God. He will praise God for God's mercy, but then he will also be merciful toward others. He is a man who is kind, a man who has pity upon others, a man who will reach over and help others who are in the time of need. And so a man who is pleasing unto God will be just. He will love mercy. And then as we look at Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, we see another quality, and that says he is one who will walk humbly with his God. He will walk humbly with God. What does it mean to walk humbly with God? Well, that simply means not to be proud, but rather to submit to the will and to the way of God in all things. In other words, a man that pleases God will reject selfish pride. He's not going to be going around in life saying, "Look at me, I'm God's answer to the world." No, he is not going to be a proud person, but he will humble himself before God, humbling himself in the fact that he will trust Jesus Christ as Savior, and then humbling himself before God in that he will serve the Lord Jesus Christ. The man that pleases God will be submitted to God in all things, so that in and through his life, God will be honored and glorified. Truly, this is Father's Day 2024, and we want to honor our godly fathers. But sir, I want to ask you, are you the man that pleases God? To be that man, it's important to be just, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. You'll say, how do I do that? Well, number one, by making sure that you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. But then secondly, by obeying God's Word. Be in the Word of God every day and see what the Word of God says and put it to practice in your life. And then thirdly, yield to the Holy Spirit of God in your life. Allow Him to teach you and to guide you in the matter of biblical things. To please God simply means to obey biblical truth. And to all men, I say today, do that and watch how God will work in your life. I want to thank you so very much for joining us on the program today. Happy Father's Day, all of you men. And until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you. Keep looking up. Remember, Jesus could come again today. Go to a good church and worship the Lord with others of like precious faith. Have a great day in the Lord.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.